evening. Welcome to church this evening. Song number 144 in your songbooks, please. A mighty fortress is our God. Song number 144, 144 in your songbooks. Come on in. Sit up front, kids. It's our family fun night. Join me out. Join me to sing it out on this powerful first song, 144, on the first. A mighty fortress is our God. Of the Lord never failing. Our helper, he opened the flood. Of mortal else prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us through. His craft and power great, and armed with cruel pain. On earth is not his evil. This is just one of the songs. You gotta put everything you got into it, okay? Song number 144. Join me on this second. Sing it out like a mighty choir. Did we win? Special service. This is a special song. Let's sing it out with some power. Let's slow it down and sing it out with some passion. That word of singing this evening to open up the service. We, of course, want to welcome you to Verity Baptist Church for our special service that we have this evening. It's our family fun night. So, kids, if your parents are okay with it, go ahead and come on up and take a seat in these first two or three rows here. You can go ahead and come on now if you'd like. Let's go ahead and open the service with a word of prayer this evening. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity we have to be in church again this evening for this special service. I pray that you'd please bless this service, Lord. I pray that it wouldn't just be another service. I thank you for these services that we have, these family fun nights. They're such a blessing to the parents, and they're such a blessing to the kids, Lord. I pray that you'd bless the service, bless the preaching of both services that we have. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, well, we're going to be taking some favorites at this time, but only from the kids, only from the cool kids, okay? All the kids are cool. Here, what do we see? Brother, right here, Matt. 30? Are you sure? You didn't sound so sure. 30, song number 30, Nothing But the Blood, song number 30, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? The fight is on. Song number 409. The fight is on. On the first. The fight is on. The trumpet sound is ringing out. The cry to arms is heard of far and near. The Lord of hosts is marching on to victory. The triumph of the Christ that should appear. See now the fight is on. Oh, Christian soldier, face to face. Yes, you right there. 103? 100. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. One more time. 440. Yeah? Okay. All right. I'm sorry. 148. 148. You're going to have to use sign language, okay? I'm sorry. 148 is what you said, Miss Cricket? Oh, no. We are all confused. 448. Final offer. 448 is what it was. Final decision. Everybody's giving me different numbers. I don't know which one's correct. 448. That's our final offer. Brethren, we have met to worship.
Brethren, we have met to worship.
I'm sorry. Dalia. 100 and what? 143. Blessed Assurance. 143. It's a night of epic songs this evening. Amen. 143. Follow me in that chorus. Okay, let's sing it out with some passion. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory.
Abigail,
230, 230, Heavenly Sunlight, song number 230, join me on that verse, walking in sunlight all of my journey,
walking in sunlight all of my journey.
girls. I think I need to pick a boy over here. Right here, Brother Edgar, your son, I'm sorry. 415, victory through grace, conquering now and still to conquer, 415. What a great song to end the favorites on this evening. Sing it out, 415.
Exciting Sunday evening service. We're so glad that you are with us. These kids pick some pretty good songs, and it's always good to see the kids love these old hymns, and they're all very good kids. We're glad to have them here. The Rosenbergs always cause problems, but usually it's the dad, and no, I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord for all of you. Thank you for being here. Let's go ahead and take our bulletins. We'll look at some announcements real quickly. And if you don't have a bulletin, you can raise your hand, and one of our ushers will get one for you. If you need a bulletin, just put your hand up, and we'll get one for you. The verse this week, Psalm 100, verse 5, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." And that's a good verse there. We like that. If you open up your bulletin, you'll see our service time, Sunday morning service. We had a wonderful service this morning. We're glad you're back out for the evening service. It's a special service. We'll talk about that in a minute. Wednesday evening Bible study, 7 p.m. We'd love for you to join us for the midweek service, the most encouraging service of the week, and our soul winning times are Saturday, 10 a.m., Thursday, and Sunday at 2 p.m. If you look at the announcements and upcoming events, of course, the graduation, we have a graduation service coming up on Sunday, June 8th at 6 p.m., so I want you to be aware of that and make sure that you are signing up for that. If you are part of our church's homeschool group and you've got a graduate, either kindergarten or high school, and you'd like them to walk and receive their diploma, make sure you sign up on the communication card so that they can participate. If they're graduating 6th or 8th grade and they're part of our homeschool group, we want to recognize them on that night so they won't walk and receive a diploma, but they'll stand and we'll recognize them. And then if you're not part of our church's homeschool group, but you have a graduate, kindergarten, 6th grade, 8th grade, high school, college, whatever, let us know on the communication card. We'd love to recognize you as well. We're going to have pizza after the service that night, so just make a note of that. And then, of course, tonight is our family fun night, and we are excited that you are here for that. And let me just give you some instructions with regards to that. So we're going to go through the service like we normally do. Here in a minute, when we're done with the announcements, we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to receive the offering. After the offering, our family fun night's going to kick off, all right? So when the offering's over, the puppets are going to come out, and we'll go into the event of the family fun night. So some instructions for the adults is that we do have a lesson for the adults in the fellowship hall tonight. So during the offering, after you put money in the offering, all right, not before, but once you've given in the offering, then you can head out to the lesson for the adults, all right? So if you go out these doors and you go down the hallways to the back of the building, of course, there's a big room, our fellowship hall is set up there for you, and Brother Oliver is going to be preaching to the adults there. And the idea is that if we can get the adults out of the room, then maybe that'll minimize distractions, you know, and I'm just kidding. We just want you guys to have a lesson that's on your level, and we appreciate you being here for that. So after the offering, during the offering, you're welcome to get up and head towards the fellowship hall for the adult class, the adult lesson there. Of course, the kids will have their lesson here. And for the kids, let me just remind them that they've got a Bible memorization verse, Ephesians 4:32, that afterwards they can say it if they would like. And then, of course, we've got some other announcements there. Church picnic, make plans to attend with us. And if you've not yet signed up to help bring a side dish or dessert, you can do that in the clipboard. Youth conference. If you've got a teenager that's going to the youth conference, tonight's the last night for you to finalize that, all right? So please see Brother Oliver after the service and make sure tomorrow we're registering everyone, and tomorrow we're reserving the hotels. So we need to know from you tonight if that's something that you want done. Choir practice started today. They did a good job. There's other things there for you to look at. If you look at the back of the bulletin, birthdays and anniversaries for the month of April, we have Brother Nate and Miss April Deacon's anniversary on May 19th, and that's tomorrow. And then Valente Perez has a birthday on May 21st. Sergey Goncharov III, and I did verify that is the little one, not the big one. He has a birthday May 21st. Brother David Pierce has a birthday May 23rd. My daughter Elizabeth Jimenez has a birthday May 24th. Malachi Jimenez has a birthday May 24th as well. And Michael Salazar has a birthday May 24th. Also, praise report, money matters, all of those things are there for you to look at. And I think that's it for all of the announcements. We're going to go ahead and sing the chorus of the week, which is the insert in your bulletin. And we're going to sing Rejoice in the Lord. And you kids, make sure you sing out, all right? If you know the words, let's sing it out on the first. God never moves without purpose or plan. Sing it out on the first.
God never moves without purpose or plan. Try and hold me by the land. Give thanks to the Lord. Your task brings him from
passion on the third.
Yeah.
kids sing. Praise the Lord for it. We're going to go ahead and receive the offering here in a moment. Let me just remind you, and I meant to say this during the announcements, but for the adults and the teens, you can choose whatever you want, okay? You can head over to the adult class, and Brother Oliver has a good lesson set aside for you. If you want to stay in here with your children, or if you just want to stay in here for the puppet show, you're welcome to do that as well. We're not going to judge you either way, all right? So you decide what you want to do, but we'll go ahead and receive the offering, and at some point during the offering or after the offering, the adults can get up and go over to their lesson if they would like. And then the kids, if you've not yet moved up to the front, make sure you do that. We'll have the guys come up and help us with the offering. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for allowing us to gather together tonight. We thank you for these kids. Lord, we pray that you would bless them as we try to invest into their lives. Lord, I pray that you'd bless both services, both lessons going on for the children, and then for the teens and the adults also on the other side. Lord, I pray that you would speak to all of us and that we would draw closer to you through your word. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome to Verity Baptist Church's Family Fun Night.
It's so nice to have you with us.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
And I'm Amy. Kids, did you memorize your verse, Ephesians 4:32? Raise your hand if you memorized it. Great job. Let's go ahead and say it together. Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Great job! Get ready to sing some fun songs. We'll be back soon. Bye!
Bye! Bye!
Bye! Amen. All right. Who's ready to sing some songs tonight? All right. Both of you. Good. All right. Good to see that. All right, we're going to do some songs here. We're going to need some actions here. Read your Bible, pray every day. I want all the kids to stand up. All the kids to stand up. Come on up. Stand up, stand up. All right, this is the song is Read Your Bible, pray every day, and you will grow. But I want to see y'all's doing some growing. So we got to start off like this, as down as low as you can, as low as you can. Not that low, my goodness. As low as you can. All right, here we go. Read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. And you'll grow, and you'll grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. All right, you guys got the idea now. I want you to add some actions into it. So when I say read your Bible, I can't do it with a microphone. Read your Bible just like this. Everybody go like this with your hands. It's like you're reading your Bible, and then pray every day. All right, but now that you've grown, if you neglect your Bible and forget to pray, you're going to what? Shrink. Here we go. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray, and you'll shrink. And you'll shrink. Neglect your Bible, forget to pray, and you'll shrink. Y'all gonna stand on there forever? No, you're gonna have to grow again. Here we go. So, read your Bible, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow. Good job, guys. All right. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Y'all know this one? Who knows this one? We've done this one a couple times. I want y'all to sing out nice and loud. You've had two times of practice this one. All the kids stand up one more time. Sorry. All right. Adults, help them out too. Sing them out here. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Stand up. Thank you. Oh, hang on a second. All right, here we go. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children. Okay. Jesus died. Here we go. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all the children of the world. After Jesus died, what happened 3 days later? Good job. Jesus rose. Here we go. Jesus rose for all the children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus rose for all the children of the world. All right, girls and boys, you can have a seat for a second. I'm going to need you to stand back up in a second, but you can have a seat for now. This is a new song. It's called Only a Boy Named David, Only a Little Sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. We're going to do some actions to this one. I'm going to sing it. I want you to pay close attention. Girls, I want you to pay close attention. Put the books down. Thank you so much. Pay close attention to me. I'm going to sing it through. You watch me, and then we'll sing it together nice and slow. It goes like this. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Your best shower voice, okay? Here we go. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. All right, then the next section is... Oh, here it is. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Okay, for this section, you're going to go like this with your hands. Like this, like a rippling brook, like a rippling brook. It's okay, girls. It's okay. You can do it. It's okay. No one's watching. I'm sorry. Only a rippling brook, just like this. So it's only a boy named David, only a rippling brook, only a boy named David. And watch me, watch me, watch me. And five little stones he took. Five. Five. There it is. All right. Five little stones he took. All right, we'll sing that section. Here we go. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook, only a boy named David, and five little stones he took. Pretty simple. Here we go. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook, only a boy named David, and five... only have four. I'm just kidding. Five little stones he took. All right, get your sling out. Everybody get your sling. Imagine there's a sling hanging from your hand. Get your sling out. Is your sling broken, sir? Okay. I took a sling, and one little stone went into the sling. Put the stone. Imagine you're putting your stone into the sling. One little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round, and one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round, and round and round and round and round and round and round and round. Y'all got that part pretty good? All right, next section is, and one little stone went up in the air. Chuck that stone. You guys are going to be good at this part. Good job. And one little stone went up in the air. All right, get your hands out. You're going to make a big clap. And the giant came tumbling down. Good job. And the giant came tumbling down. Boys are louder. I think they can do it better over here. And the giant came tumbling down. Good job. All right, that's the song. Woo! Who thinks they got it? Who thinks they got it? All right, here we go. We're going to sing it nice and slow. I want everybody singing with me and doing the actions. Here we go. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook, only a boy named David, and five, zero, what in the world? Five little stones he took, and one little stone, grab your stone, grab the stone, round little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round, and one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. Are you experiencing problems with your sling? Because it's not going round and round, it's just like, okay. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round, and round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down. Good job, guys. Y'all are doing great. Very good. All right. We do a little faster. All the way through. No stops. Here we go. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a rippling brook. Only a boy named David, and five little stones he took. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went into the sling, and the sling went round and round. And round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air, and the giant came tumbling down. Woo! You guys are doing great tonight. Good job. Good job. All right, I'm in the Lord's army. We've done this in a couple of times. Who remembers a song? I may never march in the infantry. It's like a military song. All the kids stand up. All the kids stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Here we go. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir! Good job, good job. All right. This is my last song, the very last song we're going to do here, number 8. This is a Bible verse, one of the very first verses I ever memorized. This is 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. But we're going to sing it to the tune of, oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. All right, here we go. I'm going to sing it through a couple times. We'll start nice and slow. Y'all can sit down. It's okay. Here we go. I got to take a breath. Whew. Running out of air. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. That's pretty simple. Try it again. Here we go. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Y'all think we can go a little faster? These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I can't possibly go any faster than that. Do we go faster? Oh my goodness. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you. These things have I written unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Good job, guys. That is it for me. Thank you so much. Y'all did a great job singing tonight.
Hi, Amy. What are you up to?
I just finished eating lunch.
What'd you eat for lunch?
I had some chicken noodle soup.
That sounds good.
You know what sounds better is some candy.
Yeah, I like candy.
I already asked my mom if I could have some candy after lunch, and she said no. Something about me eating too much sugar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was talking to some of my friends the other day, and they gave me some good ideas.
Oh, what'd they say?
Well, my friend Molly said her mom keeps some chocolates way up high in the cupboards. And when no one is looking, she sneaks up there and eats a few chocolates.
Oh, that's not good.
And my friend Sarah said that she gets into the freezer and sneaks big spoonfuls of ice cream. No one even knows. She just eats it real quick and never gets caught.
Well, maybe they'll eventually be caught.
No, they say they do it all the time. I know where my mom keeps some yummy candy.
Oh, really?
Are you ready, Freddy?
For what?
Let's go sneak some candy.
I don't think that's a good idea, Amy.
Oh, Freddy, my friends do it all the time. And no one will even see me.
I don't think that's true. God sees everything. Pastor is about to begin his Bible lesson. Amy, you better listen up.
Okay, Freddy.
Bye. 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 Bye.
right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We're going to go ahead and start the lesson for the kids. And today we're going to be talking about Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark, all right? And you kids are doing a good job tonight. And let me just go ahead and begin by saying this. Whenever we're going to teach God's Word or we're going to listen to God's Word, we want to make sure that we are showing respect for the Word of God. We want to make sure that we are paying attention, all right? So make sure you guys have your eyes up here. Let me see your eyes. I want to see your eyes. Let me see your eyes. Can everybody? Some of you are giving me the death stare. Oh, no. Look up here. Look up here. There's some of you, I don't see your eyes. I don't see your eyes. Look up here. Look up here. Look at me. Look at me. Can you see my eyes? I can see your eyes. Some of you, I can't. I can see your eyes now. All right. Good. Look this way. Good. All right. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Hands. All right. Go like this. Go like this. Get all that energy out. All right, good. Now let's do this. Go like this, and then put your hands on your lap. All right, for about 10 minutes, I just want you to keep your hands right there, if that's okay. All right, let's keep our mouths closed, and let's make sure we learn from the Word of God. Okay, now today, we're learning about Noah's Ark. Okay, and I want you guys to have fun, but I want you to also be respectful to the Word of God. Noah's Ark. Am I messing with this? Can you hear me? Okay, good. Noah's Ark. Let me just start by reading a portion of Scripture, okay? So listen up. This is a story from the Word of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God." All right, so we're going to learn about the story of Noah's Ark, and there's just several things that I want you guys to be aware of. I'm sure you've heard of Noah's Ark. But let me just highlight some things for you, okay? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts..." Yeah, I feel like you've got this one on or something. As long as you don't mess up the puppet show. You can mess me up, but don't mess up the puppet show. No, thank you. "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that there came a time on planet Earth when God looked down from heaven, and the Bible says that the thoughts of human beings, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So the Bible says that there were people on the earth, and they were all what we might call bad people. They all had bad thoughts and bad intentions. And God looked down, and the Bible says that it grieved him and it repented him that he had made man upon the earth, because they were doing bad things, thinking bad things. The Bible says that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, were only evil continually. But the Bible tells us, in contrast to that, that there was a man by the name of Noah. Now, you guys know I like to draw, or at least I'm not saying I'm good at it, but I like to do it. So let me see if I can draw someone that could represent Noah for us, all right? Noah probably had a beard, I think. And the Bible tells us that Noah... walked with God. The Bible says about Noah, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God." So the Bible tells us that Noah walked with the Lord. He had a walk with God. And let's see if we can give Noah some color here. All right. I don't know if he had brown hair or brown beard, but my colors are limited, so we're giving him brown. The Bible tells us that Noah walked with God, and the Bible tells us that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So Noah lived a long, long time ago. And he lived really before the Bible tells us there was civilizations or nations or societies. And everyone on the earth was doing wrong. Everyone was doing evil continually. They were hurting people. They were only thinking of that which was wrong and that which was bad. But there was this man named Noah, and he found grace in the eyes of the Lord because he walked with the Lord, because he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And that's a lesson for you kids and for all of us, adults as well, that you can live for God even when others are not. Even when others are doing wrong, even when others are not loving the Lord and not trusting in the Lord, Noah chose to live right even when no one else did, all right? And the Bible tells us that God gave Noah a very hard task. And that task was to build, you guys probably know it, an ark, right? So the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build an ark. Now here's the thing about an ark, okay? The ark is just a really big boat. I'm going to try to color it in. And Noah had to build this, but you know, when Noah built the ark, he lived a long time ago. So he couldn't go to Home Depot and just buy wood. He had to cut down trees. He had to use what we might call primitive tools to cut that wood and to get it all ready. And the Bible tells us that this took Noah a very long time. But God told Noah to build an ark because God told Noah that he was going to judge the world and that he was going to judge the world with a flood. So Noah built this ark, and it took a lot of work. And the Bible tells us he built it with his three sons. And it took him many, many years to get this accomplished. There was a lot of work for it to be done, but he was faithful at it, and he eventually built this ark, which is pretty much just like a big boat, and it was really just meant to float. There was no way to direct it and make it go anywhere, but when the whole world flooded, you're not really going anywhere. You're just trying to survive. So Noah builds this ark. The Bible says in Genesis 6:14, make thee, this is God speaking to Noah, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and with pitch. And here's the thing, it took a lot of faith for Noah to build this ark. And this is the part that I want you guys to kind of pay attention to. It took faith for Noah to build this ark because the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build this ark. And then the Bible says in Genesis 7:5, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. But in Hebrews, the Bible tells us about this story, by faith, Noah being warned of God of things, and here's what it says, not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So the Bible tells us that God told Noah to build an ark, and God told Noah that he was going to flood the earth with rain and with water. And the Bible tells us that Noah did this. It was a lot of work, and he did it by faith. And it says, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet. So here's the thing. It was hard enough for Noah to build an ark, but the Bible tells us that it had not even rained on the earth yet. Noah had never seen rain. The Bible seems to indicate that in earlier in the book of Genesis. Noah had never seen a flood at all. Noah had never seen a boat before. Noah had never seen a boat be on water before. So God told him to do this, and he had to do it by faith. But Noah, of course, trusted in the Lord. And you know, faith means that we trust in God. And it means that we trust in God even if we don't understand exactly what it is that, why it is that God wants us to do something, even if we don't understand how everything's going to work out. Faith means that we trust the Lord. And faith sometimes means that in our lives, we're going to have to do things that are difficult. Sometimes it means we're going to have to work hard. and obey. Sometimes we're going to have to do when everybody else is doing whatever they want, when everybody else is just playing and having fun. Noah walked with God. He worked hard, and he built this ark. So it took Noah a lot of work, and it took a lot of faith. And then the Bible says this in Genesis 7:9. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And what the Bible's talking about is what? What do you guys think God's talking about when it says that there came into Noah two and two? The Bible tells us that Noah built the ark, and God had him build this ark to save his family. But his family was not the only things that were going to be saved. God also wanted to save the animals. Now, Noah didn't really have a way of going out and gathering the animals. So the Bible tells us that God sent the animals to Noah. After he built the ark, God sent the animals. And for most of the animals, the Bible tells us that they came, and they came by two and two. Good night. Making a mess there. Who wants to take a guess as to what this is? An owl? It's a giraffe. All right, good. Now, Noah did not just bring a giraffe on the ark. He brought every animal. Now, I'm not going to take the time to draw every animal, okay? But I will say this, that the Bible tells us he brought two of every animal, a male and a female. It's not just the animals that Noah, the two by two. The Bible tells us that there were certain animals that he brought a pair of seven also. And that had to do with sacrifices and clean and unclean animals. But what you guys should know for the story is that God brought these animals to Noah, two by two. Let's see if I can give some color to this one. All right. So every animal came on the ark. And this is one thing that you guys should know. This is probably more for the adults, but not every type of animal came on, every kind. So it's not like Noah brought every type of dog. He just brought a male dog and a female dog. And from those dogs, we got every dog we have now. He brought every kind of animal, but he brought a representation of every animal. And God did that so that the animal life would survive the flood. So there you go, two giraffes. So that's what the Bible's talking about when it says there went in two and two in unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female. Noah didn't go out and find the animals. God brought them to him. Now God helped him. Noah did his part. He built the ark. And then God brought the animals to him. And there's a lesson in that as well. And the lesson is this, that when we obey, God helps us with the parts that we can't do. God only expects us to do what he tells us to do. But when we do that and we're faithful with what he tells us to do, then he helps us with the rest. Because there really probably wouldn't have been any way for Noah to then go out and round up all the animals. But God brought the animals to them. Now, the next part of the story is this, that the reason that God had Noah build an ark. I've drawn this before. And this is my version of a clouds. The reason that God had Noah build an ark was because God was going to judge the world because he saw that all men were evil, their thoughts were evil continually, and the Bible tells us that God was going to judge the world with a worldwide flood. Now, here's what the Bible says in Genesis 7:23, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things and the fowls of heaven, they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. So the Bible tells us that it rained. Who knows for how long it rained during Noah's flood? 40 days. The Bible tells us it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. It rained upon the earth. And not only that, the Bible tells us that it rained for 40 days, but God also opened the foundations of the earth and water began to gush out from the earth as well. And what this did was it created a worldwide flood. And the entire world was flooded, and everybody that lived in it drowned. Those are little air bubbles. They drowned in the flood, and the only people that survived were the people that were in the ark, with Noah, his family, and, of course, the animals that were with him. And there's two really major lessons in the story of Noah. The first is a lesson of just obedience, and the lesson that we can do right even when the whole world's doing wrong, even when everybody else is doing bad things, thinking bad things, they're encouraging you to do bad things. The Bible tells us that Noah literally walked with God, and he was the only person, him and his family were the only people that walked with the Lord in the whole world. And God noticed that, and God favored Noah for it, and he saved him from this worldwide flood. But you know, there's another lesson about this flood, and it is this, that judgment is coming one day to this world again. Now, the Bible says that God's not going to flood the world with, judge the world with a flood, but God is going to judge this world again. And you know what this ark represents? It represents, and it's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the lesson that we learn with regards to salvation is this, that when God's judgment comes, those that are in Jesus Christ, those that are in the ark, are going to be saved from the coming judgment. So that's why we teach that you have to put your faith in Christ. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So there's a picture here of salvation as well. So let me give you the last part of the story. At the end of the story, when the flood was over and when Noah got off the ark and when God told him to replenish the earth, the Bible says that God gave a sign of hope to Noah. Who knows what that sign was? Who thinks they know? What was it?
A rainbow,
exactly. The Bible says in Genesis 9:13, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. So God gave them a rainbow. Now, I'm going to attempt to draw a rainbow, but the problem with rainbows is that they require a lot of different colors, and you have to put them in the right order, all right? Who knows the order of the rainbow? Who knows the order of the rainbow? Let's go from top to bottom. There are, well, let me ask this. I've got a little cheat sheet here, but who knows how many colors are in a rainbow?
Six.
All right. Raise your hand if you know from the top to the bottom, raise your hand if you know what the top color is, all right? I want to call on people. Go ahead. Yeah. I can't hear. No, I'm just kidding. No, red. All right. Red is the first one. So let me try to draw this. I'm going to try to do my best, but rainbow is going to be a little difficult, I think. Okay, so the top color is red. I had a girl tell me that, so let's see if I can get a boy tell me what the next color is. Raise your hand. Close your mouth. Raise your hand. Go ahead. You're really excited. What is it?
Orange.
All right. Orange. Did you know because I had an orange highlighter in my hand? I'll try not to do that. Okay, this is not the easiest thing to draw. Let me see. Orange. Okay. All right, back to the girls. Who knows what the next color is? Raise your hand. Don't say it out loud. Raise your hand. Next color. Let's see. Madison, go ahead.
Yellow.
All right. See, this doubles as a homeschool class. Now, your moms can take tomorrow off. I'm just kidding. Don't do that, moms. Okay, yellow. Yellow is the next. Okay, we're going to go back to the boys here in a second. Don't say it out loud. You got to raise your hand. Don't say it out loud. Raise your hand. Let's see if you know what the next color is. All right, go ahead. Green. He says green, and he is correct. It is green. Okay, how do you guys know all this? You guys are a smart group. Because I don't know this. I had to look it up. And I really doubt your parents know it. Okay, girls, what's the next color? Let's see if you know. Next color. Dalia, go ahead.
Blue. It is blue. All right. Blue is the next color. See if I can get this. Blue. All right. Now for the last one. Let's see if there's any adults that know. What adult knows? Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. Is there any adult in this room that knows what the last one is? Your hand was up first. What is it? Indigo. Which I don't know what that is, but I'm going to use purple. So I think that's close enough. Okay. All right. I think indigo is like a purple. That's what someone told me. Okay. So this is a rainbow. Now here's the thing about a rainbow. God said that he set his bow in the sky. And rainbows come out when there are clouds and when there is rain. And I'm sure your moms can tell you the science behind it. But here's the thing. God put a rainbow in the sky to let people know that he had made this covenant, that he was not going to judge the earth with a flood ever again. So we don't ever have to worry that there's going to be a Noahic flood again. But like I said, there is a judgment that God is going to bring upon this earth. And this ark represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And you kids, some of you are too young maybe to understand. But if you're older, you need to make sure that you're saved. You need to make sure that your faith is in Jesus Christ. You need to make sure that you're in Jesus, that you're in the ark before the judgment day comes, all right? That's the salvation application. And the application for life is this, that you can do right even when everybody else is doing wrong. You can do right even if everybody else is doing what they're not supposed to do. You know, and in your life, I know we have some good kids here in our church, but in your life, if your friends are getting into mischief, if your friends are doing things they shouldn't be doing, if they're trying to encourage you to do wrong, you should be like Noah and stand up for the Lord and do right. Here's the last verse. Genesis 9:1 says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you and we love these kids. Lord, I pray that you would help these kids to learn some of these lessons. And I know that they're young and maybe their ages can be difficult to grasp some of these things at times, but help them to learn to obey and to do right even if others are doing wrong. And the ones that are old enough to understand salvation, help them to make sure to get saved and help their parents have a burden to get them saved. And Lord, we pray that there'd be no kid that would come to this church and not be saved or have the opportunity to get saved. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So, Amy, what'd you think of Pastor's Bible lesson?
Well, I still really want some candy, but Pastor is right. I should do the right thing, even if others are doing wrong.
Yes, that's true, and your friends are not really getting away with it, because God sees everything.
Do you think my friends are gonna drown in a flood?
No, I doubt that, Amy.
Okay, good. Well, I want to do the right thing, even if my friends are doing wrong.
That's good, Amy.
Thanks, Freddie, for being a good friend and encouraging me to do the right thing.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed tonight's family fun night, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Well, before Brother Andrew comes up and leads us in a final song, let me just instruct the kids with a few things. Don't forget that you have your memory verse after the family fun night. And also, Brother Matt Lee Wilson is doing a game outside on the front yard. He's doing a paper plane game, all right? So here's the thing, kids, listen up, listen up. Look up here, look up here. You need these instructions, okay? Brother Andrew's going to lead us in a song. We're going to pray. We're going to be dismissed. If you're doing your memory verse, if you're doing the memory verse, I want you to line up. Remember how we did last time? You guys did a really great job. I want you to your parents did not think that you could line up. They did not think you had the ability to line up. They said, that's never going to work. And I told them, have faith, and you kids lined up really well. So I want you to line up. If you're going to do the verse, you're going to line up. I'm going to be there with the baskets. And we're going to have the, and if you say the verses word perfect, then you can grab something from there. Now, let me just highlight for you the different things that we have as prizes. We've got these cell phone handheld water ring games that you can get for the girls. This is for the girls, all right, guys? There's some bracelets, and we've also got the slap bracelet. These could be for the guys as well. We've got the squishy animals. And we've got the stuffed animal keychains, and we've got the Etch-a-Sketch, and we've got, these are my favorite, the foam airplanes. Foam airplanes, we've got animal erasers, we've got the wind-up car or planes, all sorts of different kinds of wind-up cars or planes, and we have the push balloons, okay? So we've got all sorts of prizes in here. You've got to say the verse to me correctly, and for you kids, and I don't know why I'm even saying this to you because you don't understand, but you little kids that can't say verses and you keep coming up to me giving me your sad eyes, I've got some stickers for you, all right? So we've got some stickers for you to help you with that, and I think that's it. All right, so after we sing, you're going to line up carefully. If you got a verse to say, if you don't have a verse to say, you can go straight back to Brother Matt Lee Wilson. If you do have a verse to say, you can line up here. Or you can go there first and come back here. But once I'm done, I'm done. All right, I'm going home. So make sure you don't miss me. We've got the gifts on this side. I think that's it. Brother Andrew, are you going to come up and lead us? All right, thank you very much.
All right, song number 400 in your hymnals. 400. It's a new song again. I have a new song for you. I'll wish I had given him more. I don't think we've sung it here, but we're going to learn it together. I'll wish I had given him more on that verse.
By and by, when I look on his
thank you all for being here this evening, for our family fun night. I don't know about you, but I sure am loving these. We want to, of course, thank you. And if you have any questions about church membership, salvation, or baptism, Pastor will be at the door in the back. He'll be able to answer those questions for you. Let's go ahead and close the service with a word of prayer. Let's see here. Brother Christian, would you feel comfortable? Can you pray for us for the service? Thank you, brother. Amen. We'll see you on Wednesday.